Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The High Tech Texan.
Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
3 decades helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The High Tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your High Tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Listen to that big booming voice, my friends. It's a Michael Garfield, which means that is me. How in the world do I even have a voice right now? Oh my goodness, it is the first Saturday in March. It is March 4th, should you be listening live. By the way, March 4th, correct me if I'm wrong, all you honks out there, is today the only date of the year that is a complete sentence? March 4th. That's how we roll. See, I think of things like this. No, it's not May the 4th be with you. This is March 4th. Go forth, my friends. I am thinking of actually instituting a pitch clock to this radio show to possibly shorten it because you know what? Less of me, it's a better thing, right? I kid because I joke, and I could do that because 22 years I've been here, right here on Saturday afternoon, KPRC Radio 950 AM. By the way, that is based in H-Town, Houston, Texas, but heard terrestrially all across Southeast Texas. Big shout out to all the way to Beaumont, Orange, Texas. If the weather is right, I think our signal could be heard just inside Louisiana on your way to the casinos. But if you're listening online, thank you for downloading the iHeartRadio app, whether you're live or podcasting, because this is the new technology that allows us to communicate. I do speak of technology, but really all consumer products. Some of the things that we're going to yap about today, other than answering your phone calls possibly, how to boot someone very sweetly from your Netflix account. I've been telling you this for 4 or 5 months right now. Netflix is getting ready to crack down on password sharing, which makes sense, obviously, because if you share a password for free, that's less revenue that company is getting, and they are getting ready to institute some rules and regulations here in the U.S. where your best friend, your neighbor, your kids, your ex-wife, in my case, are sharing password accounts. How do you tell somebody, hey, listen, this is nothing personal, man, but you ain't sharing my Netflix account anymore. We'll go through that. Also, a lot of people continue to get scammed online, even in person. I got some tips on how to try to prevent yourself from being scammed. And obviously, this is something that continues to happen. I think it will always happen when it comes to anything online because it's not face to face anymore. And you know, whether it's your bank account, whether it's your passwords, or whether it's just these phishing emails, I'll give you some tips to navigate through that. Next generation TV. You know, people are really sick of paying all these cable prices. They cut the cord. Do not forget, there is such a thing as over-the-air television, kind of like we had way back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, even though I was not around really in the 50s or 60s to watch television, but we don't need antennas on top of our roofs like we used to. But next-gen TV, certainly here in and around the Houston area, there are dozens and dozens of very strong over-the-air radio TV stations that are free, F-R-E-E, and it is next-generation TV. It is getting an upgrade. So we got that. Another few fun anecdotes. I am here for you. Callum Reed. Hello, Callum. Callum, he's running the board and everything on the other side of that beautiful wall. Actually, it's a window. How you doing? Your hair is getting longer, man. It's getting longer. 713-212-5950. That number has not changed in the 24 plus years I have been doing this. 713, actually, let's call it 2 decades. 713-212-5950. 950, obviously, is the the signal, 9:50 a.m. So isn't that kind of funny how it works over here too? I will start with this Netflix here real quick. Netflix is getting ready to ban password sharing. And so at some point, and don't tell me either A, you don't share your Netflix password, or B, you share somebody else's. People are stealing themselves to that awkward, they're going to have to steer this awkward conversation with your friends and relatives because Netflix is getting ready to crack down on password sharing here. They're going to start charging customers extra each month to share their Netflix accounts with someone outside of their household. So how do you break it to your mooching Netflix pals that it is over? Hey, honey, it's not me, it's Netflix. I mean, it's not like I'm kicking you off my account because I've got somebody else or because I don't like you anymore. It's Netflix, I swear. Man, this is a tougher relationship than unfriending someone on Facebook. It really could be. Sharing resources with friends or family, it's common. You know, it is. Sharing your research. Sharing your account, sharing a meal, sharing a drink. Family, friends, they share their accounts with Netflix. Maybe it's Disney Plus. Maybe it's ESPN Plus. But as subscriber growth for Netflix has slowed down, Netflix is really looking to squeeze a few more bucks out of the freeloaders. Yes, I am one too. So anyway, they're under growing pressure because competitors are coming left and right. People are turning to their pre-pandemic viewing habits. You know, they're traveling, they're commuting. Here's an interesting stat here. According to a company estimate, they say 100 million people watch Netflix using someone else's account. Well, guess what? Luckily, I'm included because they'd have to say 999,999,000, you know what's going on. So Netflix is starting to restrict streaming access to people who live in that same household. And subscribers who want to share their accounts with people outside their household, they're going to have to pay for that access or they are going to lose it. And by the way, I do like access. You know what? I don't like paying, but we're going to have to. But this is a new rule. But what do you do? How do you talk to friends about cutting off their Netflix access? This may be a more psychology or a psychiatrist or a therapist type of thing. Like, when you, listen, I have almost 5,000, I have almost the max friends on Facebook. Now, they're friends, I quote unquote, because that's what Mark Zuckerberg called them. They're not my friends. I don't know 90% of them, of the 5,000 quote unquote friends. Maybe I physically know 500 of them. Just 10% of them, I don't know. But when I unfriend them, and believe me, I unfriend them, they don't know I'm unfriending them. Maybe they'll figure it out once in a while when they don't see me post. Thing is, though, if you quote-unquote unfriend someone on Netflix, you disable their account, they don't know it when they're trying to see the next episode of Full Swing or something. So you got to talk to them. What are you going to say? I'll tell you what, we're up against the break. If anybody has any suggestions of how to break off a Netflix relationship, open phone lines right now, 713-212-5950. You see, people, I just don't talk about computers. It's not just about cell phones. It's real-world stuff about relationships, how you're getting kicked off of your password sharing. It is not funny. Coming back, we're also going to talk about how to stop getting scammed and, by the way, how to send clear videos when you're texting videos. Some of you have iOS. Some of you have Android. Always bugs me when I get some grainy, weird videos. Let me see if we can help you out sending videos back and forth to different operating systems. Anything else? I am here for you. Michael Garfield is my name, and this is the long-running High Tech Texan Show. The phone number, should you want to call and say hi here on the High Tech Texan Show. Don't be shy, people. I don't bite one. At least not on the phone. 713-212-5950. What's up, Callum? Callum Reed's over there. He may pick up your calls. He may not, but I'm certainly here for you. Question coming up. What's Michael driving this week? What's Michael driving this week? You know, I do get to test drive cars and trucks on a weekly basis. Not an endorsement. No dealerships. This is pure content. I'm a member of the Texas Auto Writers Association, and for, 15 years right now, every week I get a cool new vehicle to ride. If you do follow me on Instagram, you get to see some of the inside pictures and a lot of recommendations here for you. Instagram, by the way, High Tech Texan, H-I-G-H-T-E-C-H-T-E-X-A-N. I talked about Netflix's I say finally, we don't like it. Netflix is finally coming up with how to stop password sharing. And so if you share with maybe your kids at college, maybe your parents somewhere off-site, in a different household, you're going to have to pay extra. Or you know what? Just make your friends start paying. It's that. You know me, I need to binge watch everything quickly so I can get off of Netflix. I may borrow an account from somebody. Maybe. Cannot confirm or deny that. I don't watch a lot of Netflix. I don't even watch a lot of streaming shows. If you know me, you love me, you know exactly what I watch. 90 to 95% of my television is always on ESPN. Now that it's football season is over, I'm watching less and less ESPN. But I don't want to get into what's the hottest streaming series and all this other stuff like that. I don't care about. Anyway, I will tell you this thing. I did watch Netflix, contradicting myself, for the past few days if I've had time, because there's a series it's pretty intriguing. I love golf. I'm a big PGA golf fan. And there's this new documentary series called Full Swing. And if you even have an inkling about what's going on in the golf world, it's really neat. So last year, they took cameras behind the scenes. It's just so you get to know the golfers, the personalities a little bit more. It was great timing because it was a controversy between the PGA and the new LIV Tour. So there's all this behind the scenes animosity going on. But it's really neat. Episode one was awesome because Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, best friends since they were kids, but obviously they're competitors, and it was just really neat insights. And that's on Netflix. And so there's 8 episodes. I think I've seen 4 of them. So before my Netflix password gets cut off, I need to figure out and find some time to watch some more. So by the way, if anybody, I should do this. I should have a regular feature over there. What's the streaming show that you should be watching right now? What is it? Talk to me or text me. Well, don't text me because I'm on the radio. That's why. 713-212-5950. But also, you can tweet me. Last I saw, can we confirm? Is Twitter still running right now? Twitter's a minute-by-minute thing. But anyway, it's High Tech Texan. HIGHTECHTEXAM. Scams. I get a lot of questions about scams. Scams are popping up everywhere. Yes, certainly online. But how do we protect ourselves? This is something when I created the brand, the show, 20-whatever years ago, it's the low-hanging fruit is, should I be on the internet and should I be giving my personal information out, or how often should I change my passwords because of scams? But specifically online scams, they've been around for decades, but consumer protections, if you ask me, they really remain limited because scammers, they continue to get more sophisticated. Now, I saw something by the FTC, because that's the arm of the government that's in charge of enforcing consumer protection laws. They reported that Americans lost more than $6 billion to fraud in 2021. $6 billion. In the first 3 quarters of last year, consumers also lost more than $6 billion. And that's I think it's only going to increase, because identity theft, imposter scam, those are the top 2 spots both years. But how do you protect yourself? Listen, if I knew that, I wouldn't be wasting 2 hours of my Saturdays on the radio. I kid you. Even if I was a billionaire, I'd be here with you. No, but it's identity theft number one. Identity theft happens when someone steals personal sensitive information, like your name, your address, your credit card, your bank account numbers, and they use that information to buy with stolen credit cards or open new ones or open utility accounts or stealing your tax refund. But how do you identify an imposter? Because imposter scams, they've increased certainly during the pandemic. Scammer pretends to be someone you can trust, convinces you to send money. Could be someone pretending to offer you a job, maybe a love interest, someone from the IRS. Also, it could be someone who pretends to be someone else on social media. I mean, the people prey on our emotions and our vulnerability, and they offer free services only eventually to ask for money. But it's a cat and mouse game, I've always said. The good guys versus the bad guys. The bad guys are always a step or 2 or 3 ahead of us. We are a reactive society. Generally, we are not proactive. We're reactive. And we need to be more proactive as the good guys. But it's tough to do. I think we're outmanned. The good guys are outmanned versus the bad people. So the question is, who should you contact if you've been scammed? Well, the Department of Justice, they tell people to report fraud to their local police department and the state's attorney office and the proper investigative agency, whether it's your health care, your lottery, your mail, or other thing. Now, the FTC, they do take fraud reports, but it doesn't prosecute individual complaints. So that's number one. The other is, should you tell people you got scammed? Well, yes, you should notify the authorities. Put a written report. It creates a paper trail. It could one day lead to the return of your money, maybe personal property. I know you feel stupid. You feel embarrassed. So you don't report it. Absolutely, I understand that. But you do need to tell people you have got scammed. Question comes up, okay, Michael, well, how can you be safe from online scams? Well, the only true way, number one, I'm going to tell you to get the hell offline. But number two, even if you're not online, your information is online somewhere. Lock down your social media accounts. Don't publicize information that's going to allow a scammer to manipulate you, that can gain information that can allow them to gain your trust. Create an identity. Crime is everywhere. A person can make you believe in things that aren't true. You know, the old adage, I remember when people, you know, when social media, Facebook, whatever it was, you know, it was around. Everybody loves posting their vacations. We just got to the beach. We're going to be here for 3 weeks. Hey, man, we just arrived in London, taking our kids on a vacation. Hello, why don't you just leave your door key to your front door under your mat? You know, I post a lot of things, mostly for business. The past month, I've been at the rodeo, barbecue, cook-off. If you follow me on Facebook and follow me on Instagram, I go to restaurant openings, and I do travel. I generally don't post where I am at that moment. I wait till I get home and post where I have been. Keep that in mind. You know, if you go on a great vacation, cool. Just say, just got back from my week-long vacation. It's tough to do, but that's one way to protect your house. It's like Home Alone. You don't want to let people know that you are not alone. It's things like this. But the fact is, FTC, go to the FTC website, government. And also, if you have been scammed, banking, call your bank. Walk up to your bank. If you actually remember what a brick-and-mortar part is, the bank. Call here in Texas, the Attorney General, state agency officials. Have a paper trail, and hopefully nothing is ever going to happen. And if so, sadly, folks, this is the world we live in. It comes from phones, from GPS, our tracking, our passwords. I tell you to put a different password for every single website you log into. Still, you don't listen to me. All I can do is warn you. Don't come crying to me. Don't just say, man, why did I listen to that hairy beast Garf with some of his tips back in the day? By the way, when we take a break here at the bottom of the hour, it's a good time to change your password. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. I'm going to hold my breath. It's Michael Garfield. It's the High Tech Texan Show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Halfway through hour number one here on the HTT Show. We call that the High Tech Texan Show. It is Michael Garfield. And remember, it's really nice when people come up and say hi, they recognize my voice. It happened a lot, actually, at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo the first week at the barbecue cook-off. People, I'll be standing behind them or something, and I'm talking, and they recognize my voice, which still blows me away. And they'll say, oh, my goodness, Michael, I've listened to you for so long, but then they get my last name wrong. It's Garfield. I am T-O-M. I'm the original Michael here on Houston iHeart Radio. But anyway, who cares? As long as you find my show Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time here on KPRC 950 a.m., you do not need to listen to me directly through the radio in your car. You can listen to me inside your home through your smart speakers. All you need to say is, Alexa, tune into KPRC Radio, iHeart Radio. Oh, now you can walk around and listen in while you're cleaning your house. If you want to get in and say hi, if you've got suggestions, you want me to ask me a question, hey, Michael, what's the best SUV to get? Should I get a sports car? Can you talk me out of getting an iPhone versus the new Android? I'm more than happy to yap at you. 713-212-5950. Callum is going to pick up your phone over there. Hey, Callum, by the way, Callum, I got to tell you, you are the first person I've ever known named Callum. It's a nice name. Not making fun of it whatsoever. It's cool. But you're a generation, I mean, you're like my kid's age. And, you know, we named our kids different than what my parents named me. And because, you know, all these names continue to be new school and old school, some of this crazy stuff. And I say this is because I saw something from the Social Security Administration's database. They reviewed the most popular baby names in 2021. And this is pretty funny. There are some names where people name their kids' names after a month of the year, which means there's only 12 options. What month was the most popular baby name? Anyone? Anyone? August. The most popular baby name of all the months. Is August a male or female name? I guess it's male, right? Actually, you know what, Callum? You weren't here, but there used to be a dude named August who worked in the KTRH in newsroom here. It was August Skamenka was his name. So I knew one August. By the way, August, even though it was the most popular name of the month, it was the 121st most popular name overall for males. For females, by the way, the most popular name named after a month, June. I think there is more names that you could name females versus males, because there's May. I know some M-A, what? May is a name, or M-A-E, May. June. There is a listener, and I don't even know if she's still listening. I want you to call me. I had a listener years ago here whose name is September. Kid you not. And every September, if you know me, you know the show, you know what I do in September. Earth, Wind, and Fire All the Time, one of the greatest songs ever recorded. And I would play it, and she would call, and she says, Michael, this is my month. Play my song. So anyway, June. June, most popular. By the way, one of our other producers over here at our sister station, 740 KTRH, one of my good time long friends, Ramon Robles. Ramon, I know you're listening. I love you, baby. Give me a text. Ramon has a son whose name is July, and I don't think July was even born in July. I don't know where these people get these names. It's you know what? It's, you want a stupid name? It's Michael. That's a stupid. By the way, Michael, I still believe, is that the most popular name in the world? Because it means godlike. So my parents, who are probably listening on iHeart up in Dallas right now, thank you for the Michael, because they were so creative with that one. So creative with that one. So anyway, I have no clue. By the way, no, we'll talk about that a little different. So anyway, this is March. March 4th, by the way, as I do the show live, March 4th, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the only date of the year that is a complete sentence? March 4th, go. Not may the 4th be with you. March 4th. Somebody correct me with that. 713-212-5950. Yapped about Netflix getting changing their password, and you better tell your good friends that they're not going to be able to share your password on Netflix, which actually could be a relationship ender. You know, hon, babes, the only reason I really dated you was to save, you know, $9 a month because I got the advertiser supported version of Netflix. But now that I can't use it from you, it's just, you know, it's a good excuse for us to, you know, part ways. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's actually going to happen. Raise your hand if you use TikTok, by the way. Callum, you use TikTok? Of course, you're young, you use TikTok. My kids use TikTok. I have enough social media accounts that I don't even like right now. I got my Facebook, I got my IG, I got my Twitter. I got LinkedIn, which is a social network to some extent, even much more business. I don't want to get into TikTok for this reason or that reason. But I saw this, especially for you youngsters younger than 18 and parents, you may like this. TikTok said it's going to implement a 60-minute daily screen time limit. They're going to limit kids to 60 minutes a day for kids younger than 18. It's the hold on, you've been scrolling for way too long right now. They're getting serious, people. They're doing it because they're facing scrutiny over children's safety on TikTok. I mean, listen, if it's safety for what? Because you can see some unsafe things within 60 minutes, much less 6 minutes, much less 6 seconds. But easy. It's, to me, it's not allowed. I'm going to use air quotations right now. They're putting a limit. Because all it is, it's a prompt that pops up. Similar to Netflix has something that says, are you still watching? You know what I'm talking about? Are you still watching? It's the same thing. So underage users can enter a passcode to keep scrolling after the prompt pops up. But TikTok says it's going to force users to make an active decision to keep watching. Come on, man. There are so many experts laying at least partial blame for the teen mental crisis on social media. So TikTok, they chose the 60-minute time limit after they were talking to experts at Boston's Children's Hospital, is what I'm reading here. 67% of American teens use TikTok. 16% of all teens use it, quote-unquote, constantly, according to some research. Which is funny because, by the way, as we talk about this, as TikTok is making changes to appease its critics, there are a lot of people still calling for an outright ban of TikTok itself because it is a Chinese-owned app. Earlier this week, there was a House committee. They approved a bill that would give President Biden the power to ban TikTok. To me, the proposal is it's going to face steep resistance if it makes it to the Senate. I remember it was Trump. Trump was president. Trump was running for his second term. How'd that work out? But he was threatening to ban TikTok. People, I am not a politician. You can laugh at the statement or not. There are hundreds of millions of TikTok users in the U.S. A lot of them were young. A lot of them were voting age. I don't think they were too happy to hear that the president of the United States may stop a social media, their favorite social media account. Did it lose votes for him? Swear, I do not know. I don't say, these are the things that I think of, which is exactly why I don't do political talk radio. But it's in the hands. I'll go to Biden too. I mean, does this stuff need to surface up to the politicians? Because do we leave it in the hands of Apple, which has the Apple iOS App Store? Do we leave it to Android, which has Google Play? Because that's where you download all of these apps. If they don't let you download it, there are still ways to download apps, don't get me wrong, but those are the number one ways that people do it. If they're not on there, they're not going to download it. Do we need it in the politics? No, we don't. I didn't think so. 713-212-5950. Do not call me with any politic, because I'm telling you right now, I don't know nothing about it. But I do know about the Major League pitch clock coming up. And also, I'm also going to tell you about Next Generation TV. Free ways to watch TV. They are getting better and better and better. That's my wheelhouse. Michael Garfield. It is the High Tech Texan Show. Hope you guys are having a good day so far. Segment of this first hour of the High Tech Texan Show. So you got about 10 more minutes before our top of the hour break. We're halfway through the show. Love to hear from you. Questions? Any advice that I can give you with consumer lifestyle? Testing a lot of kitchen gadgets. Testing a lot of cars. Got a really cool pickup truck outside. Yes, I did. Anything that you need, I'm going to try to actually give you my thoughts and opinions. 713-212-5950. So we've got about an hour and 10 minutes maybe left of the show in real time. I'm really thinking I need to talk to the bosses here, you know, the guys who sit down in the carpenter offices because they make the big decisions here at iHeart. Maybe we institute a pitch clock on my show like Major League Baseball is doing starting this season, because it's cutting down the time of baseball games, which I think is great, without a doubt. And I'm going to die on this hill. I think it's great as an ADHD dude who's just baseball's too slow. I'm the baseball is too slow kind of guy. I don't know, maybe we could institute it here. So instead of a two-hour show, we could, as I say, I talk so fast, I can fit a three-hour show inside a two-hour show. But I got to give some dap to Major League Baseball because they're disrupting itself because they introduced some new rules this year to speed up the game and generate more offense. And I like it, and I say this because our sister station, 790 Sports Talk, we are the official broadcast flagship partner of the Houston Astros. By the way, last time I checked, the World Championship Houston Astros. I should talk to some of my Astros. I should get my sports director buddy like Randy McAvoy to get his thoughts on this. But I like it. I understand. Listen, feel free to call and debate this because I'm a sport. You know I love sports. I still have no clue why I'm doing just a general consumer lifestyle talk show where I could totally go to sport. Not gardening. I'm a sports guy. And I got my thoughts on this pitch clock. So they started a clock so pitchers and hitters, they can't loaf around in between the pitches. Snap, snap, snap. NPA, no putzing around. Let's roll. They eliminated the extreme defensive shifts to encourage more offense. The bases are a little bit bigger this year to boost the number of stolen bases, a little action going on. And they're limited. Baseball is limiting the number of mound discussions, mound disengagements, if you will, like pickoff throws. It's going to take some getting used to. And there's been some strange scenarios and some training games to show how players and teams have to adjust to these new rules. But instead of, I can't justify spending 3+ hours watching a game. I think these would be welcome changes. There was a game last week. It took 2.5 hours to complete. That's 40 minutes shorter than last year's season average. I'm down with this, people. Talk to me and let's argue. I don't have the just the energy or strength to argue. These are my thoughts. You know why? Because it's called the Michael Garfield High Tech Detection Show. I think it's fine. 713-212-5950. The fact is, why is football so popular? Number one, NFL literally owns a day of the week. They own Sunday. Oh, by the way, they also own Monday night and Thursday night, whatever. They own Sunday. But they do it in national windows. Here in the United States, here in the Central Time Zone, we have a 12 o'clock start, and it ends pretty much right at 3 or 3:15. It is, unless there's overtime, it is done. Next game, 3 o'clock to about 6 o'clock. Next game, Sunday Night Football, 7:15, maybe 7:30, 3 o'clock. You know they're about a three-hour game. College football is not as good. Sometimes those go 4, 4.5 hours. I can't tell you how long a baseball game will take. They're trying to get this into windows to make it more viewer-friendly. And I know baseball is more of a regional sport versus football being the national sport, but good for them. ADHDers unite. Talk to me here at High Tech Texan. HIGHTECHTXN. Tweet me, people. If you can't get through, just go ahead and tweet me. It's as simple as that. Baseball is also televised, too. Again, other than ESPN Sunday night, I think Apple TV has Apple TV Plus. They have a Friday night game. But other than that, baseball is regional. They're regional sports networks. If you want to watch all your home Astros games, whatever, I don't even know what it's called right now. AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. I don't even know. Versus the NFL is constantly on national TV. There is the difference. So how do you get your... This is a segue. I took me long enough. But how do you watch your TV? Do you pay cable? Do you pay Comcast? A stupid, ungodly, exorbitant fee like I do and have for years? Hopefully you're not an idiot like I am. Have you cut the cord? But you can also get over-the-air TV too. You know, if you're of age like I am... We used to have these large, ugly aerial antenna sticking on our rooftop. I remember my dad who literally installed that antenna because there were broadcast towers in and around big cities, and you would point the antenna to the broadcast towers. It would pick up over-the-air TV. Back in the day, it wasn't high definition. Back in the day, technically, it was black and white. And then it was really only limited to your local stations, your local ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, maybe Fox when Fox finally came around in the 80s. But obviously, then cable comes around and the satellite comes around. That's where it opened up. That's where you get your ESPN, your CNN, your Fox News, and everything else. You can't get that over the air. Right now, yes, you're going to get ABC in here in Houston. Channel 13 ABC, Channel 11 KHOU, Fox 26, PBS 8, and all that other stuff. But if you're spending a lot on cable or satellite, or even a live TV service, maybe like YouTube TV. Breaking news, you can get free FREE network TV content over the air in really every city in the United States. Anything on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, PBS, and more. All you need is an antenna and maybe a separate inexpensive tuner. Over-the-air broadcasting right now, it's going through an evolution. that's going to lead to 4K and additional programming, and it's still going to be free. I love this stuff. It's called Next Gen TV, as in next generation. It's a new broadcast standard. And I think I talked about this a few months ago, but it's been rolling out across the U.S. for several years. And there are next-gen TV stations in nearly every major city and even smaller cities. And certainly as I sit here in Houston, yes, it's a very big city. Sony, LG, Samsung, they have a number of different TV models with built-in next-gen TV tuners. And there's a lot of standalone tuners to get it that fit about any TV. You can go upgrade your TV, if you will. But next-gen is the next generation of over-the-air broadcast. And it's going to replace the free HD broadcast that we've seen for, almost two decades. It was early 2000s. But next-gen improves HDTV, but also it adds potential for new features, like free over-the-air 4K, which, even though it's not widely available yet. So if you want to, and you know what, I should put this on my Twitter account right now. So I have a link that'll show you which TV stations in which markets, wherever you're listening to, because we are international on iHeartRadio. It's called watchnextgentv.com. And there's a map, and you can click on the city, and you zoom in, and it'll list everything that is over the air wherever you want to watch. And so you just type in, and you should be set. And I'm looking at it here right now. Houston, I see you. Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, the four biggies here in the state of Texas, they're on air. There's several coming. Actually, what you need to do is you put in your street address, your city. Do you have an indoor? You have an outdoor antenna? It's gonna pop up over there. So there are free ways. One of the things that I like doing, I'm not going to try to tell you to spend all your money on high-end sports cars or SUVs or trucks. Listen, I love new phones. I love the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus, $1,000+. You got your iPhone 14s coming up, $1,000+. There are cheaper alternatives. There's cheaper alternatives to watching TV, too. I know. We still need to pay for our internet access for our internet, but it is totally, totally free, like it back was in the day of watching free over-the-air TV. So I'm really happy that this next gen is around. And go, take a look at my Twitter and, check out that link of these next gen TVs. If you're looking for a new TV, I'm more than happy to tell you some ones to get, some to stay away from. Should you be one that's looking for next gen TV, at some point it's going to be built in, just like most all TVs are 4K. Available, even though there's not a lot of 4K TV being broadcast, it's there for you. Next gen TV should be there, and so hopefully it'll save you some shekels. That's what I do. Hey, 1 hour in the books, 1 hour to go. You know what's up. On the other side, lunar exploration. I think we're going to the moon again. All you people down in League City, NASA era, I do have a question for you. Is there a time zone on the moon? Oh, I've got big thoughts about that and what they should do. Plus, a new alternative to Twitter. Former founder of Twitter. Starting a super secret new Twitter. You going to join the wait list? I'll tell you how to do that. It's called The Tease, people. My name is Michael. See you on the other side of this.
Is Michael Garfield?
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Start of the second hour. We have a two-hour show. I'm not the math genius, but we're halfway through the show, which means we are halfway to happy hour. Happy Saturday, should you be listening live. Just after 12 o'clock Central Time, here's KPRC Radio, 950 AM, all across Southeast Texas. You could be listening on your smart speaker. You just say, Alexa, Google, listen to KPRC Radio on iHeartRadio. And you can do your chores and walk around. You can also download the iHeartRadio app and take my voice everywhere. Actually, a lot of people's voices across the iHeartRadio network. And so wherever you are, there it is banned in certain countries, though. And by the way, if iHeartRadio is banned in certain countries, I actually would not visit those countries. That's kind of my rule of thumb. That's what we got going on. I will give you the phone number. Last I check, it is a call-in radio show. Do not ask me about gardening questions. You can save that for my new buddy Skip Richter, the new host of Gardenline on sister station 740 KTRH. It has been it's been very nice and fun, and it honestly really has over the past 2 months of filling in after the sudden sad departure of the passing of my good friend host Randy Lemon. But Skip's a good dude, and he just signed off air for his Saturday morning show. But Saturday and Sundays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I don't miss waking up at 4:30 in the mornings on Saturday and Sundays, and then talking for 4 hours, and then taking a rest and doing my show for 2 hours. I do not miss that. I do miss the fun community. Gardening is a very, very big thing, certainly here in the Gulf Coast. Skip Richter, he's a good dude. He's got you covered. Hopefully, he talked about me just as sweetly this morning. This is how it's called cross promotion, Skip. If you have to be listening in, thank you. This is called the High Tech Texan Show. I do talk much more about technology. Even though last hour we talked, I did talk about. Feel free to podcast this. Netflix. Finally, they're doing it. They're cracking down on password sharing. If you got a password and you share it with your kids, you share it with your neighbors, you share it with somebody, they're going to need to kick you off because they're going to need to start paying for you if you're not in the same household. This has been talked about for several months. It's happened in other countries, and it's rolling out really soon to the United States. And we talked about how do you tell somebody who's been using your Netflix account that they're not going to be able to use your Netflix account. This is like breaking up with somebody. This is, listen, I swear it's not me. I swear it's not you. It's Netflix. They're really, really making me just, you know, kind of cut you off. It's different than unfriending someone on Facebook because you can unfriend someone or unfollow someone and they don't know it. It doesn't alert them going, hey, somebody unfollowed you. But when you log into Netflix and all of a sudden, wrong password, you're going to be calling your homie up and going, what the hell, man? What did you do? You cut me off? So if anybody has suggestions on how to sweetly divorce, or lack of a better term, themselves from your Netflix account, how about a peace out? Give us a call, 713-212-5950. Also, just talked about the next generation of over-the-air TV. It's called Next Gen TV. It's kind of the third iteration. There are ways actually to get free television over the air, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and all that other fun stuff potentially soon, certainly high definition, but also soon 4K TV levels, which is going to be neat. You need to go listen to the podcast for that because you missed that. This is why you have to listen all 2 hours. You really should. I also like answering questions on email, or if you want to post something online. It's here's one I got. This is from Jeannie. Where is Jeannie? Little Jeannie. It talks about Bluetooth, about should I keep Bluetooth on if I'm not using Bluetooth? And that's a very good question, and you really, in my opinion, don't. Because number one, it's going to eat your battery up a little bit more. Same thing with Wi-Fi. If you know you're out and about in the country or somewhere when you're driving and you just don't have a Wi-Fi signal, well, then turn it off. Rule of thumb, because number one, it does eat your battery up a little bit more than normal. And then when it comes to Bluetooth, if you know you're not connected to Bluetooth and you happen to be walking on with your Bluetooth always on, there's a safety and there's a security issue. And quite simply, is people can actually hack into your phone using Bluetooth. And so that's another reason to cut it off. So there are a number of different things that you got going on. Bluetooth is everywhere. And what Bluetooth is, by the way, it's a very short-range wireless radio technology. And it lets other different devices communicate with each other. Duh. It's in your car. It's in those wireless Bluetooth speakers. It's in TVs. It's in the headphones, without a doubt. I have a Bluetooth keyboard. I have a Bluetooth mouse. I have a Bluetooth printer. Now, it works like Wi-Fi and cell networks, but it's on a short range, generally less than 30 feet away. But there's all these Bluetooth has that they have vulnerabilities. There are a few ways that bad people take advantage of Bluetooth-enabled devices. Number one, they can send spam messages and malicious links to trick you into providing personal information or downloading malware. Hackers can connect to your phone, and they can install malware or backdoor access. They can listen in on your conversations. They can read your messages. They can access your contacts. It's like they're bugging your phone. Hackers and scammers need to be close by to use Bluetooth to hijack your phone. But guess what? You're always out in a public space, people. You're at arm's length from strangers. So what do? Be careful how you use Bluetooth. Turn it off when you're not using it. Because if you keep it active all the time, it makes your device more discoverable. So unpair Bluetooth devices that you no longer use. Funny enough, as I told you, I get to test drive a brand new vehicle every single week. And every single week, I do the same thing. This company delivers it to me. I set up the same 8 or 9 radio stations. I set my phone to the Bluetooth. And you know what I do? It's because it's a press loaner. It's a press vehicle. Before me, somebody else has had that car over and over and over again. I see their Bluetooth, even though it's not connected. I see that this person has their Bluetooth. I delete every time. So every week, I've got to actually turn my Bluetooth on and connect to a new car. But before I give out that giveaway, that new car the next week, I unpair my Bluetooth, my devices. By the way, don't send sensitive information through Bluetooth because other people could intercept it. Don't accept any files or unknown message on Bluetooth. Don't accept Bluetooth pairing requests from devices you don't recognize. You ever been on a plane, you turn your Bluetooth on to get to your headphones, and all of a sudden you see all these other Bluetooth devices popping up. Like your neighbor who's got this iPhone, that someone's got a laptop. Just try to avoid it. It's very simple. Go to your settings, go to Bluetooth, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Questions? I'm here for you. 713-212-5950. If you are listening to this show on a Bluetooth speaker, that is okay. Just don't turn it off until we're done in about 45 minutes. Michael Garfield, we're going to be right back. Back at it. Hope everybody is having a wonderful day. Great weather down here in H-Town. Well, that's at least where I am based. Wherever you are, I hope it is just as pretty. Phone number here in the studio to reach me, Michael Garfield, 713-212-5950. Obviously, that number has not changed in well over 20 years that I have been doing this radio show. You know what's changed, though? It's actually the whole city, the whole area of here of Southeast Texas has changed since certainly when I moved down here 30 years ago and been on the radio. There's so many fun things to do. Obviously, you can golf almost year round. And one of my favorite attractions, if you've been listening to me for quite a while, is down in the Texas City area. So which is obviously between Houston and Galveston right on I-45. And it is called Lagoon Fest, Texas. And it is, you know, part of the master plan community of Lago Mar. As you know, there's a lot of homes out there, but this is the most incredible, beautiful, crystal clear water lagoon. And when I post these on Instagram, people are like, "Hey, Michael, where are you? Like in Cabo or something?" I'm like, no, I'm actually in Texas City. And it's become a destination, certainly in the spring and the summer here in around with their 24 million gallons of the crystal blue water. It is open to the public. And I believe next Saturday is the opening day of the season. And I think I'm going to be doing my radio show from down there. So we'll tell you more about that. But something new this year, there are going to be some very interesting concerts with some really neat talent, but they're utilizing the lagoon, the Crystal Lagoon, to its hilt by having a floating stage. And I wanted to give everybody more details of what that is. And so I'm going to bring in Evan Dorsey. Evan is with Gunslinger Productions, who is in charge of a lot of things, including the talent down at the Lago Mar Live is what it's called. Evan, I appreciate you being here, my man. Do you got your floaties and your swimsuit on to start setting up this floating stage?
Yeah, we've been in the water a little bit, and I want to thank you, Michael, for having me on this morning. We're really looking forward to a great summer, well, spring and summer for that matter, all the way into October at Lago Mar Lagoon. We've partnered with the Lagoon this year, and we are producing 8 country music concerts with the only floating stage in Texas. And I believe, and I haven't done all the research because I know they've been out there a time here or time there, but this is a permanent floating stage and the only one in the United States for artists to perform on. So this is a first for the Lagoon, a first for Texas, and a first for all the artists coming in to play for us.
It's interesting, and I cannot wait to get out there for the first one. And we're only about 2 weeks away from that, and we'll give more details. But for the people, there's so many people now who have taken my advice, which I'm very happy with. They go down to the Lagoon Fest, Texas. They buy their tickets, and they're like, "Oh my goodness, look at the white sand beaches, and there's boats you can rent. There's cabanas on the land. There's cabanas you can float with. I mean, it's just an invariable. It's I'm not going to call it a theme park, but it's about as close as you can get because there's so many things to do. And there have been concerts over the past year at Lagoon Fest, Texas. But this is interesting. There's 24 million gallons of crystal blue water, as you know, Evan. Whose idea was it? You know what? Let's just build a floating stage out there for a concert, because it sounds, you know, as a concept, it sounds brilliant.
Well, the way that came about, one of the developers was touring me his properties out there. And during the course of the car ride, I also have a construction company, so he was showing me his visions and the way that things are done, and we got talking about events. Well, I also own Gunslinger Productions, so I mentioned, well, if you have any questions, just feel free to ask, and I'll answer what I can for you. And by the end of the day, we had struck a deal to do some shows out there. And when I got out there and I saw the lagoon and I saw the layout of it, I went, "This is perfect. Can I put a floating stage on the water?" And everybody's eyes lit up, and it was like, absolutely. So that was back in July. We're at now in March, and our first show's March 18th. And we're bringing in national talent. And our first artist is Frankie Ballard, who's had several number one hits over the years. You know, just really good, clean country music fun. We've got Hollywood Don Yates, who's going to be his support act and going on at 7 p.m. And Don Yates he's still a professional rodeo bullfighter and barrel man, as well as has his country music touring act and all of that. So we're going to have a really good party on the water. And when I say people on the water, we're talking in the water. You can stand in the lagoon and you can be in the water for these concerts. If you choose not to, you can be on the sand. You can be, you know, the listeners out there, if you guys want to rent cabanas, the floating cabanas will hold 6 people, and it comes with 2 bottles for bottle service. There's dry land cabanas for 8 people in bottle service. And we even have 4 corporate suites that we're selling that have 25 tickets associated with it, as well as 4 bottles for bottle service and a private bar in each box suite.
Man, that is crazy. Talking to Evan Dorsey. Evan is with Lago Mar Live. And by the way, people, it's lagomarlive.com, LAGOMAR. live.com. I'm looking at the Frankie Ballard here, which is a March 18th, 6 to 10 p.m. There's general mission tickets. There's VIP island tickets. There's a cabana. So Evan, I can rent a cabana that floats on the water, holds 6 people. Oh, by the way, it comes with 2 bottles and mixers for bottle services. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. How funny is that? All right. I'm a logistical dude. All right. So I have seen that Crystal Lagoon being built from day one. It is absolutely gorgeous. I know you can walk in it. You can stand up in it, parts of it like that. So logistics, if it's floating, how does the artist get on stage? Are they carrying their electric guitars? How do you set up? I'm just very interested in that.
Well, we got some friends in high places, and we built a teleporter device is what we did.
Gotcha.
You know, in all reality, you you know, from where the stage is and how we're doing it, the artists will actually be ferried out there via boat. From behind the stage. And so there'll be catwalks to the stage so you can access the cabanas and stuff like that. But the artists, they all come in from the back of the stage on the Duffy boat that Lagoon Fest Texas has.
That is awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule over here. So we got Frankie Ballard. You can buy tickets like right now while they last. That's what we're supposed to say. I mean, LagomarLive.com.
Right.
Yeah. Give it one or two other names coming out through between now and October. Can you share a few?
Yeah, I can throw some names out there for sure. We have Craig Campbell coming on April 15th with another artist to be announced first part of next week. And then we also have May 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend. We have Nico Moon coming. We also have another artist that we'll be announcing the first part of next week for that show. And that show is going to be super, super big.
Mm-hmm.
The talent coming in is going to, they're going to make that a true, true party. And again, even like July 1st and people haven't heard of him lately, but Black Jack Billy will be coming in. And they have a lot of good fun party water songs. And again, it's all country music, but it's going to be a really good time. September 2nd, we have Texas's own Aaron Watson taking the stage.
Okay, there we go. Oh, okay, I'm familiar.
So, and we do have some other talent in there that we're not releasing the names of that, you know, just yet. We want to build some excitement. You know, we want people to be excited. We want them to get out there. We want everybody to come to every show, obviously. But, you know, we know logistically that's not always possible. But in the end, when our attendees leave, they're going to be telling their friends, they're going to be doing their socials out there. And I think by, you know, our July show, you know, when tickets go on sale for the July show, which is not going to be too far away, they're going to sell out within a day or so, because this is going to be the funnest party all summer long in the greater Houston area.
Well, I've known this for a fact. Lagoon Fest, Texas is probably one of, if not the best party in summers. And if anybody's not familiar with it, listen, it's the opening season for Lagoon Fest, Texas. It is March 10th. You can get season passes. You can get day passes. And obviously this is just a little lanyap, as we say, Evan, some extra stuff for these special floating concerts. Folks, the first one, 2 weeks from right now, it is March 18th. Frankie Ballard, definitely. Frankie, I'll tell you what, I am going to at some point here go online. Evan, I'm going to go online and I'm going to get, I don't know, a floating water cabana. I'm going to bring a few people and have bottle service. It's Vegas in Texas City, my man. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of the goal for it. And anybody who's ever been to a day club or whatever they call them at pools, that's kind of the vibe we're going for. So people can have that fun. And, you know, the doors for these shows officially open at 6 p.m. But if you get to the lagoon and you have your concert ticket, you can come in, you can enjoy the lagoon from 2 p.m. on. So you actually get 8 full hours of fun on your ticket.
The hits just keep coming, folks. Two websites one more time. It is called LagomarLive.com and check out LagoonFestTexas.com. Bring the family, and there's so many regulars down there, one of which I will be. Evan, listen, I want to wish you the best of success. I'll do this. I want to swim out there and I will introduce one of the acts. Okay. So let's just pick a date and I'll be out there.
You're going to swim out there and you're going to introduce an act.
Absolutely. That's what I do as an MC,
right,
man. Yeah.
All right. We'll hold
speedo.
You to that, Michael.
No speedo, Evan. That does not happen that way. Evan, listen, I know you're busy at work.
That's okay. That's a lot of things people don't need to know or see,
That's going to cost you a hell of a lot more money to do that, see me in a speedo. Evan, listen, you're great. Congrats and good luck on the and everything with Lagomar Live, and I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you having us on, Michael.
Good stuff. All right, people, we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour. It really is. We'll talk more about that opening week next week, LagoonFestTexas.com, and again, LagomarLive.com. It is going to be a blast. You see, everything going on in H-Town, we've got it covered right here. Michael Garfield, KPRC 950 AM, and around the world on iHeartRadio. We're going to be right back. What is up? Bottom of the hour, Michael Garfield. Hey, appreciate you hanging in there. 30 more minutes of this radio show, so you better get in. Questions, Callum's lining them up. At least you're typing the questions on the call screen. Sometimes, you know, maybe you just don't want to talk to people, but I'm more than happy to listen to you, folks. 713-212-5950. Appreciate some really neat information over there about the Lagomar Live. If you've never been down towards Texas City, I'm sure a lot of people have, it is Lagoon Fest, Texas. It's massive. And I guess what, next week is the opening week. And so it's a great destination. I can't tell you enough again. I mean, pictures don't even do it justice. Go to LagoonFestTexas.com. And, you know, that's, you know, obviously where the concerts will be here soon. But just go get a day pass. You can go get a season pass. But once you go on site, yes, it's Instagrammable, but you've never seen more blue, clear water that you just think you're in a different country. But it's right here down I-45. And so, you know, have some fun. I'll definitely be doing some of my shows down there. Obviously, when I drive down from where I am and then head south on I-45, I will be passing Clear Lake and League City area, which is the home of NASA, where it used to be Houston. We have a problem. A lot of rocket scientists still live down there. And shout out to you down in the Clear Lake area. See, actually, who used to work with NASA or the ancillary companies in the aerospace department, because you guys are smart and girls are much smarter than I am, because this actually is rocket science and you do it. But I actually have a question and discussion, because I saw an article about this, because apparently we're going back to the moon. Is this right? And, you know, there's different space organizations, different countries. I don't know if we're going to colonize the moon. I have no clue why we're going to colonize the moon, but whatever. But once you're on the moon, and let's say more things are happening on the moon, what time is it on the moon? See, these are the things that I bring to mind that make you go, the moon does not have a time zone, does it? Right now, different space organizations still use their own time zones for all of the onboard, you know, chronometers and their two-way communication systems. But once you're on the moon, what time is it? And deciding on and keeping lunar time, it's actually not an easy thing. There's a ton of challenges. First of all, because it's on lunar time, not the Earth time, days are actually different. Each month, I believe, is what, 29 and a half days long. And it goes on and on that. But how do you come up with it? I mean, should it be coordinated universal time? I have, and you know, listen, I'm going to throw out this phone number for all you smart people out there. I'd love to hear from you. 713-212-5950. Callum, let me know if anybody has a solution for this. But here's my suggestion. Because I'm kind of a traveler. Maybe not as internationally as I used to, but yes, I've been to many international countries and time zones. The craziest time zone I ever went on, I went to Canada up in St. John's, which is the easternmost point in North America, the first point that sun hits North America. I went up there at an event probably about 6 years ago. Really cool to actually see sunlight, to be the first person literally on a continent to watch sun come up. The St. John's time zone, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, it's not on the hour, it's a half hour. I think it's East Coast, so East Coast is an hour ahead of, obviously, Central Time. I think it's 1.5 hours. It was the craziest thing. That's the time zone. But anyway, here's my suggestion for the moon. I've been to the East Coast, which I call the least coast. Obviously, I've lived all my life mostly in the Central Time Zone, and we've got the beautiful kind of Mountain Time Zone, which I still don't know what that is. And then we've got my West Coast, my Left Coast Time Zone. I can debate about this, and I will die on this hill. The best time zone, hands down, is the Central Time Zone. It's absolutely, unequivocally, the best. when it comes to everything from what time the news starts. You know, if you're looking at the evening news, you know, we got the 5:30 for the national news. We've got the 6 o'clock, and then we've got a 10 o'clock evening news. No, not on the East Coast, because it's 11 o'clock evening news time, right? You got to stay up late for that stuff. You know, you don't want to be on the East Coast watching baseball or football games or basketball games because they start too late. Central time zone is just awesome. So, Moon, Central time zone. Correct me if I'm wrong. 713-212-5950. You know how I grew up knowing what how to tell time or what time dinner was when my parents said it's dinner time? Because I lived on television. And television, if it's national television, they have to get actually say different time zones. All right? Hey, Mom, what time? You know, what time's dinner? 7 o'clock, 6 Central. That's how I grew up with time zones. I love me some Central time zone. All right, so there's your discussion. But anyway, this is technological stuff, getting to the moon. How do you tell time on the moon? I don't know. By the way, we have less than 22 minutes here left of this episode here today. But if it was moon time, we'd have 23 and a half minutes or something like that. I have no clue about that. I saw this also with the video games, because we talked about video games, I think, last hour. I'm a little older than the Pokemon set. Pokemon's getting ready to come out with another. They've been waiting for this a while. Kids, you may know this, and parents, you may know this to this too. I just saw this. It was a first look. There's a new Pokemon game, and I'm so not making this up. It is not April Fool's. It's called Pokemon Sleep. You play this game by sleeping. Can't make this stuff up. This was announced 4 years ago, and just this week, the company showed it off in a live stream with some trailers. Really what it is, the game is a sleep tracker where you interact with the Pokemon and the app by sleeping. And apparently, depending on how you snooze, sleep is divided into the three types: dozing, snoozing, and slumbering. You're going to attract different kinds of creatures. If you have a smartwatch, a relatively higher-end smartwatch, they come with sleep trackers. What it does, you wear your watch to sleep, and they track your movement. And when these first came out, I thought it was pretty neat, and I've glanced at mine here and there. But the thing is, it's about the data. And I say this again. You can have a fitness tracker, and congrats to you for walking 6,000 steps a day, but what do you do with that data? You have to interpret it into your real life, all right? So 6,000 steps a day is, oh, good, I get to have a bottle of wine. It's probably not the way I would interpret it. My goal, if I walk 6,000 steps today, I'm going to walk 7,000 steps tomorrow and then 8,000 the next day and just keep on going until I find that happy medium or my average and go for that. Sleep tracking is the same thing. It tracks your movement. So obviously when you're sleeping, and you got the REM sleep, and you're not moving. Your watch is just sitting there, it understands how motion and everything inside the watch works. But when you start moving around, and your arm flails, or you get up to go to the bathroom, something like that, it knows that you're up, and that's not your deepest sleep. Thing is, though, that's cool. You can see a little graph. What do you do? How do you take the data to extrapolate it? That's a rhetorical question, because I'm not a sleep doctor. But now, apparently, with this Pokemon Sleep game, you can win. There's a goal. You want to go to sleep. And then obviously you get these new creatures. I'm not sure how it works. Maybe I'll get the game when it comes out. But you know what? Because I'm not the greatest sleeper. You know, I got things going on my mind. You know, a billion times I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning. It's here and there. I don't know. But if I know I'm going to get this new Pokemon creature, I don't know. Maybe I'll pop. I don't know. Is this going to cause people to start pop sleeping pills for a deeper sleep? I hope not, which is not the point. Yes, folks, this is where the video gaming system is going to. Pokemon Sleep, I thought that was interesting. We'll let you know when that comes out. All right, we got one more segment. When it comes back, we're going to talk about cars and trucks. Ford Lightning, man, that is one of, if not the hottest, on-demand electric truck, the Ford F-150 Lightning. I got some good news, people, because they have not been producing those for a while for battery issues. But bad news, you better have some cash, and you better be willing to wait. 713-212-5950. 15 more minutes here of the High Tech Texan Show. Be right back. All right, people, this is it. Final segment this week of the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield. Hope everybody had a fun, entertaining show, whether you listened over the air terrestrially, KPRC 950 AM here across Southeast Texas, or on that beautiful app. How come you haven't downloaded the app, people? It's iHeartRadio. Take me anywhere. Even when you're outside in your garden and you're gardening, after you're getting tips from Skip Richter on our sister station, Garden Line, which, by the way, my Garden Line duties are over. I learned a lot about gardening, people. Man, I tell you what, there's a lot of trees, green grass, and fertilizer needs, and stay away from dyed mulch. The things that I picked up from co-hosting, or actually hosting Garden Line, but the great replacement, Skip Richter, this morning. So if you are a Garden Line fan and you're just figuring out that by the way, Michael Garfield also has a long-running radio show, thanks for tuning in. I told you we didn't geek out, man. I mean, we talked about, we're going to talk about cars and trucks here in a sec. I talked to you about NASA and how come the moon doesn't have a time zone, and many other things. If you missed it, feel free to podcast it. That's where you go to iHeartRadio or wherever, or Google or Spotify, wherever fine podcasts are heard. You can search Michael Garfield or KPRC. You can hear the whole show at your will. Give out the phone number one more time. Callum, if that's okay with you, 713-212-5950. A lot of people always want to know about cars and trucks because one of the key, probably even more so than other phones and computers and laptops, I'm really big in the automobile industry. I'm a longtime member of the Texas Auto Writers Association. I get to test drive vehicles on a weekly basis. Everything I talk about I am not paid by any dealership or manufacturer. This is true content. I'm not going to tell you go to this dealership. I'm just telling you what I drive, what I like, what I don't like. Callum, we still don't have any theme music for What's Garf Driving This Week. We don't. I don't know. Maybe something by the cars or something. Well, I can't drive 55. Well, anyway, in lieu of a theme song, what's Garf driving this week? This week, I happen to be in a 2023 Chevy Silverado Trail Boss four-wheel drive. It is a pickup truck, and it is awesome. It is diesel. The one I particularly have is Hot Red, which actually is called, no, sorry, it's called Red Hot is the official. It's a 3-liter engine, 10-speed automobile, 10-speed auto, and everything that you need. The tires are just absolutely whack because this stuff is really for, it works great because it's the Trail Boss version, so it's awesome for off-roading, especially because of the four-wheel drive. It is comfy inside. Now, again, this is Chevy Silverado. If you want something even a little higher grade, you know, obviously you step up to GMC Sierra, which is relatively, and I say this, it's the same truck, but on steroids, which is a little bit more high-end leather and whatever. But that's how Chevy and GMC, it's all one company, it works. GMC is, in my opinion, the easiest way to explain it. It's just maybe a little bit more higher-end step-ups for the same versions across the Chevy landscape. Well, anyway, this thing is, as is, it's $56,000 for the standard vehicle pricing, which, believe it or not, you know who I was with? So, another one of my buddies here on the radio show, Steve Johnson of Walton & Johnson. I went over to his house a few days ago to pick up something, and I pull up with this bright red truck, and Steve was like, oh my God, man, that's a cool truck. So we were playing the over-under game. I said, Steve, guess how much this brand new 2023 Chevy Silverado Crew Trail Boss is? He said $100,000. I said, Steve, bro, I know I don't make Walton & Johnson money, but no, man, you're way high. He was so high, he was $56,000 on the standard price, but the way this is tricked out, the one I drove, because it has a few different options with the big Duramax 3-liter turbo and a few other things, this was $64,000. And I'm telling you what, I have recently driven some trucks and SUVs that were $100,000. I mean, he wasn't off, because cars, trucks, they run that much and they run higher than that. But I know we are a pickup state. That's why I drive a lot of pickups. But I'm very impressed and pleased with the cabin size, certainly in the front seat, but also the back seat. It's easy. This particular one has the what GMC created. It's called the multi-tailgate. But now Chevy has put it on theirs. This is the tailgate that opens up like origami, like, you know, 8 different ways or something. So you can go halfway down. It could fold all the way down. It actually can fold down even more to actually create a step. You could put Bluetooth speakers within that step for a great tailgating experience. But anyway, I like it a lot. That's what I've been driving. It is a diesel-powered truck. So there's my reviews and thoughts. Is this one of the coolest and nicest trucks? No, if you have money. I'm a big Ram fan. I think the Ram 1500s, certainly I think their infotainment system is probably the best. The Uconnect system is the best on the market across the entire platform of all OEMs. But this one still has a great screen. It's not so much of a vertical screen. It's a horizontal screen, probably 12 inches, and along with the digital display. So I do like the 2023 Silverado Crew on a 1 to 10. This is more of a workman truck versus there's some really high-end classy trucks that there are people who will never schlep anything in the back, in the bed, in the pickup truck. This is one where, yeah, this is actually going to get some stuff done because it handles off-roading quite well. And I say that there is another truck that is a little bit more high-end that people probably don't want to schlep. They just want to be seen in the Ford F-150 Lightning. This is the first all-electric on the market EV truck. I've seen it in different production stages. I got to talk to the Ford people as they were, the engineers were designing it. I got to talk to the Ford people and sit in it and be driven because they didn't want to let anybody, journalists, drive it. And then finally, I actually got to drive it and I had it for a week. It's neat. It's a head turner. It has no gas engine whatsoever. And so inside the trunk, it's empty. It's a storage space. It's called the front trunk. But interesting enough, these things were going so fast. But however, Ford halted production of making these things back in early February. There was a stop shipment order because there was a battery issue that caused one of the trucks to catch fire. It's unclear exactly what led to the fire, how Ford's resolved the problem, but the company said that there's no indication of charging fault was to blame. And again, I'm reading this from Engadget, which it's a great website too. But anyway, they're setting a March 13th date of starting production again. So there is a wait list for these things, a long wait list of things. Now, right now, Ford has sold fewer than 20,000 of the EVs, but it's incredibly high demand. I think they initially capped reservations at 200,000 in 2021 before reopening them last August. But the F-Series has been America's best-selling vehicle for 41 years. Yes, the Ford F-150. This is a Ford F-150, but the EV version of it. It's cool. So anyway, if for some reason you're waiting on a waiting list, waiting for the Ford F-150, the EV version, there was a slow production because of potential battery stuff, and they're now going to produce it. So good luck if you order it. I will say the over-under, maybe December of 2025 when you get one of these things. I kid you not, but hey, listen, I'm sure for the right amount of money, you can like pop up in line, just talk to a dealer. And with that, there's the auto chat. Anything else I can help you with? I'm going to have to do it on Twitter or email over the next week before we come back on air. I do want to thank Callum Reed. Thank you so much for keeping us on the air. And thanks to the folks at Lago Mar Live. That's going to be fun. Great weather this weekend. I just hope it keeps on being cool. But guess what, people? It's Texas, and it's going to be hot and nasty. That's why we live here, and our state taxes are nil, and the the humidity keeps our skin nice and soft. Other than that, why are we living here? I'm not sure. But we do have a time zone. Even though the moon doesn't. That's a callback to actually an early talk that we have. People, thank you so much for tuning in. Michael Garfield is my name. It is the long-running high-tech Texan show. A lot of the stuff that I talk about, my reviews, you can get it on my website, hightechtexan.com. Certainly on my Instagram, hightechtexan, even the Twitter at hightechtexan. Other than that, we will see you. Well, at least you'll listen to me next week, God willing. All right, people, have a safe week. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Go rodeo and whatever makes you happy. But right now, you know what makes me happy? My show is over.
Yeah. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.